why water baptism or 35? I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or even the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotsenaam version, please contact us at 0722-367-124. That's our WhatsApp number and our international code plus 27. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are utmost welcome. Hallelujah. But I urge you to go to part one of the study and begin right from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. Very important that you, as a new viewer, should subscribe to the channel in order to receive the notifications of all the different studies that we are busy with, and also our TikTok messages. Please share this link with your friends and family. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible handy, as well as a pen and paper or writing pad. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. Very welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Our theme is why water baptism? And the question is there salvation in being immersed? Is there salvation in being immersed? In other words, can anybody be saved or not saved by being immersed or not being immersed? Mark 16, verse 15. Yahushua said, and he said unto them, go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every person. I don't even want to use the name creature. I use the name person. Mark 16, verse 16. Now, the apostle makes a statement here. He that believeth and is baptized, stroke immersed, shall be saved. Now we need to stand still at this scripture and break it up in small pieces. Yahushua told Nicodemus in John 3 verse 1 to 11, after Nicodemus went to Yahushua, having the 613 laws of Moses, should have been in the position of knowing that he will be saved by the law, which he realized did not save but condemn. Nicodemus went to Yahushua at night, not wanting his congregation members to see that he's going to Yahushua. And he asked, what must I do to be saved? So there's uncertainty in the life of Nicodemus. Yahushua said to him, he swears in verse 3 and in verse 5, John 3 verse 3 and verse 5, verily, verily, I say, when he says verily, verily, he swears, I say unto you, you need to be born again, out of water and spirit, because you will not see the kingdom of Yahweh, my Father. Verse 5, he says, you shall not enter the kingdom. Nicodemus thought he had to go back into the womb of his mother. What did Yahushua do? He explained to him that you need to be immersed in water. Meaning that the old person of sin need to be, after repentance, need to be buried in a water grave. Now we actually came through the scripture already in Romans 6 verse 1 to 12, where Apostle Paul asked, shall we continue in sin? No, surely not. that we have grown equal unto Yahushua through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So, according to Galatians 3, verse 26 to 29, we notice where it said that those who were immersed in the name of Yahushua, not in any titles of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the name, those who were immersed in the name of Yahushua, have clothed themselves with, there are no more Greek, nor Jew, nor Gentile, nor slave, nor free man, men or women. But all who have been immersed, first came to repentance, been immersed, be buried, rose again, have grown equal unto the promise of Abram. And that's why the scripture also says that Yahushua doesn't have a desire for us to be circumcised by the flesh. But we need to be renewed by our minds. Why? Because a woman can't be circumcised. A little girl can't be circumcised. But through new birth in Yahushua. A new birth is not for children. There is a qualification. Mark 16:16 says, he stroke she. I put it in brackets, she as well. Because the ladies is part of this as well. He or she that believeth and is baptized or immersed shall be saved. So many times we heard the message, all you need to do is believe. You need to believe. You need to believe. And you will be saved. No, no, it's not what the scripture says. That is church dogma. That says you only need to believe to be saved. No, you can't believe. There's an action. There's an action. He and she that believeth and is baptized or immersed shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. He or she that does not believeth, he or she that believeth and shall be damned. Or let's just read the scripture. He that believeth and is baptized immersed shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall, he or she that not believeth, be damned. But otherwise, they are lost. Now I can remember my pastor when I was a youngster. Old Pastor Raymond Carr, he used to preach the message and says that people who are not immersed, who were not baptized, cannot enter into heaven. And in some ways he was right. Don't run away now, sit still and listen. He was right in some ways. Because what did he do? He preached the gospel, or the message that Yahushua gave to Nicodemus in John 3, verse 3 and verse 5, where Yahushua said, if you are not born again out of water and spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven and you cannot enter, verse 5, the kingdom of heaven. Now, according to that, it sounds like if you are not immersed, you can't enter into heaven, which is not scriptural. Because the guy on the cross that hanged there, the sinner, on the right hand, the left hand and the right hand, two sinners. The one on the left was joking and making jokes and says, if you are the Savior, then release us all from the cross. The other one on the right hand says to Yahushua, please bear me in mind. Have mercy on my soul. He hanged there for quite a time and he must have spoke to Yahushua, begging him for mercy. Yahushua says to him, today if you die, today I will be with you, you will be with me in paradise. Now we know that paradise is in the third heaven. Apostle Paul says so. In the third heaven is paradise. So this guy on the right hand side of Yahushua made heaven, where Yahushua said to Nicodemus, John 3 verse 3 and 5. If you are not born again out of water and spirit, you will not see heaven. Verse 5, you will not enter heaven. Now that sounds contradicting to what happened to the sinner on the cross. You see, when we read John 3 verse 1 to 11, we would notice that in the original scripture, the names were changed, the positions. Where does a bride and a bridegroom go to after they are married? Where do they reveal themselves unto themselves? At the occasion in the ceremony? Does the bridegroom start unclothing himself and the bride? No. They are going to the honeymoon suite. I'm using a term here to explain it easily. It's a metaphor I'm using. So they are going to a honeymoon suite. Yahushua actually said to Nicodemus, if you are not born again of water and spirit, you cannot go to the honeymoon suite. Because that is for the bride and the bridegroom. You can go to paradise because the sinner on the cross received grace to the extent that he had right to paradise in third heaven. But to be part of the bride of Yahushua and to enter into the honeymoon suite, I believe that is in the seventh heaven. To enter into the seventh heaven, I'm using it in brackets, you need to be born again. You need to be part of the bride of Yahushua. So when he says here in Matthew 16 verse 16, he or she that believeth and is baptized or immersed shall be saved. He or she that believeth not shall be damned. Now, does this word damned mean sent to hell? No. It's not sending that person to hell. The guy on the cross, he believed, and he was not sent to hell. He went to paradise with Yahushua. So when we read certain scriptures, we need to read it in the context in which it is written. And not in the way that the Protestant church was more than 600 years through the inspiration of the Roman Catholic Church came and subscribed and prescribed these scriptures to us. Because it had different meanings. Let's read it. Verse 16 and 17. Together. He that she that believeth and is baptized or immersed shall be saved. But he or she that believeth not shall be damned. Believeth not what? Believeth not what? Believe to be immersed or baptized. Is not damned. That damned seems like you are sent away, condemned. This word damned sounds like be condemned. You will not make it. Going to hell. No, it's not what it is. Actually, he or she that believeth not shall not be allowed into the honeymoon suite. He or she that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But the person on the cross couldn't be immersed. He couldn't be baptized. But still he makes third heaven. Paradise. Now let's read verse 16 and 17. He or she that believeth and baptized immersed shall be saved. But he or she that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, these signs, does it say, is it for them who are baptized or immersed? It's not what he says. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name. Now, my must be a capital M. In name must be a capital N. So change it in your Bible. In my name, which name? The name Yahushua. It's not in my name. It's the name Yahushua. They shall cast out devils. And they shall speak with new tongues. So for them that are, who are not immersed, but believe, they can't cast out devils and they can't speak in tongues. No, it's not what it, you see. That's where the confusion comes. By being immersed in the name of Yahushua, not the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because that's titles. In the name of Yahushua, makes me part of the bride of Yahushua. Because according to Galatians 3, verse 26 to 29, we have put on the wedding garment. We are cloth. We are putting on the wedding garment. And then we need to live in holiness the rest of our lives. Putting on the wedding garment is one thing. Being immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin is one thing. But living in holiness the rest of your life is something totally different. Because this wedding garment that you received, you must keep it clean. And that only happens through grace upon grace upon grace. We need to keep our wedding garments clean. So I'm going to stop here. And there's a whole weekend ahead where you can take your Bible and do these scriptures. And think about what I've said. Listen to this videos two or three times. Because there's a lot of information that I've shared with you. We need to do what the Word says. Not the theology that the church taught us. Till next Monday, if it's Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.